Welcome to Alive 90.5. It's Pick and Mix with Anne and Julie. Hello there, Anne. How are you?
Very well, thanks. And you?
Very well, thank you. Yeah, enjoying this lovely weather?
Yes, loving the weather. Guess who I went to see at the weekend?
Tell me, who?
You'll never guess.
The Wiggles? No.
The Hugh Jackman.
And when's he coming on, Anne?
Well, he said he's just a bit busy at the moment, but he will come on eventually.
Okay. Watch this space.
You heard it from the truth. No, I'm not saying he's not going to come on. He will. But no, it was fantastic. I know there's no more shows here, but oh my gosh, he just tap danced. He played the drums. He played the piano. He sang. He talked to us. He just, you know, I think it was about 3 hours, the whole show, and 20 minutes he wasn't on. The rest of the time he was on, and he was just phenomenal. He was absolutely brilliant. Yeah,
very good. You had a good time.
Yes, I certainly did. I bought a T-shirt, but I forgot to wear it today, so I'll have to wear it next week, and then I'll post it.
And I saw lots of people posting on Facebook, and everyone had a ball by the sound.
Yes, they did. So many people went, didn't they?
Yeah, that's
Thanks
right.
Because he's so good.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we've got a super busy show today.
We have got Jason, who is from the Love Pet Photography, and he's talking about his charity where they take photos of dogs for charity. And then we have Gretty Chadwick, a New Zealand Samoan actress. She is starring in the upcoming theatre show at Riverside Theatres, and her show is called Still Life with Chickens. So she'll be up. We're going to give her a call in a few minutes. That should be quite funny. And then Dr. Michelle Burns, the mayor, talking about what's happening this month. That's in the second hour, after three.
Okay.
But yes, so that is coming up after.
Oh, after we better get going. our special ABBA song. Here we go. Have a guess what this is.
Never guess.
Dancing. now, follow my lead. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. And last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. Well, I'm in love with your body. 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 Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with the shape of you.
When we came, we first day. You and me are thrifty, so go all you can eat. Fill up your bag and I fill up the plate. We talk for hours and hours about the sweet and the sour and how your family's doing okay. And even getting a taxi, kissing the backseat, tell the driver make the radio play. And I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come on now, follow my lead. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room, now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with your body. I'm in love with your body. I'm in love with your body. I'm in love with the shape of you. Come on, be my baby, come on. 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 I'm in love with the shape of you. Push and pull like a magnet. My heart is falling too. I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room. Now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with your body. Come on, be my baby. Come on, come on, be my baby. I'm in love with your body. Come on, be my baby. Come on, come on, be my baby. I'm in love with your body. Shape of you.
Lately I found, when I start to think about, there's a longing in the sound. There is more I could be. In darkness I leave, for a place I've never seen. It's been calling out to me.
where I should be.
I get to jump, run, ride, laugh. Because of blood donors, I got to beat leukemia.
When you give blood at the Red Cross Blood Service, it only takes an hour and it feels so good knowing you've helped someone like Charlotte. To donate, visit donateblood.com.au or call 13 14 95 today.
You're listening to Alive 90.5. It's Pick and Mix with Anne and Julie. And you had a little bit of a special treat there with some extra music
songs.
Because we were having a few issues connecting Goretti on the line. We will try her a little bit later, but let me just let you know you were listening to Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go, Shape of You by Ed Sheeran, and The Lanterns by Birds of Tokyo. You got a special treat. You got to listen to the whole of Lanterns.
Yeah, normally it's only a few minutes, isn't it? It's a few seconds.
But we do get to welcome our special live studio guest today. Jason has just joined us from Love Pet Photography. Hello, welcome to the show.
Hello, ladies. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much for coming along.
It's
nice to have you in the studio. Hopefully we will have it all under control. No technical issues now. Now, tell us a little bit about your organisation, Love Pet Photography.
Well, I would love it to be mine, but it's not mine. But Glenn and Tanya, they've been in the photographic industry for over 20 years. And they they got four human studios. Humans. And they also have one in LA as well. And they decided about 5 years ago to, they actually rescued their dog, which is called Coco. And they started taking beautiful pictures of Coco and as a natural sort of thing after being in the photographic industry. And they just realized that after that, everybody else wanted them as well.
Yeah.
So they decided to specialize in it. So they put a photographic studio in Narrabeen, like specifically designed just for fur babies, as they call them.
Yeah. And so what happens? People take their pets along, have them photographed.
It's like a completing, it's like a complete experience, actually.
Right.
So most people that come for about sometimes even 3 hours. So there's a first hour is like a real photographic experience, and we encourage people to bring, you know, like things which are real connection points for between them and their babies. And that can, like, we can do anything in the studio. We've rolled in motorbikes, we've rolled in kayaks, we've had people bring in surfboards and a whole bunch of stuff, and we do bubbles and wet water things. And so the studio is pretty big, so people don't realize exactly what they can do to bring to life some great imagery.
Yeah.
And then at the end of that, we've got a sort of a live cinema area. And in that live cinema, they blow up the images as big as they can, so you can see, like, really fine detail. And then they get to, you know, like, work through imagery. Now, we're very much attached to animal charities. So normally what happens is, you know, we might be doing a book or an art show or something which is towards charity. So they get to be a part of that, picking which kind of imagery they'd like to put towards the charity.
Okay.
Yeah, as well as their own stuff that they'd like for home as well.
Right. And what sort of charities do? Is it the choice of the person with the pet, or are there sort of charities that are supported by Love Pet Photography?
Yeah, normally we'll try to spread the love around a bit. The last charity art show, we had three organisations that were helping. They're all related to helping and rescuing animals in some way, shape or form. So the three ones that we chose for the last charity art show was a greyhound rescue here in Sydney. We had Animals Australia and Animals Assistance Australia as well. So they basically, you know, train dogs in order to be able to help people with disability, and, you know, so three amazing organisations.
Yes.
So, and I think we managed to raise about $16,500 for them in the last charity art show.
Yeah.
It's quite a beautiful experience, really, because people get to celebrate their beautiful fur babies, yes, like on the walls in a great, yeah, big exhibition. And we have the charities come and we give, present them with checks and stuff like that. Okay. It's a really good thing.
And do the people get to have photos of their pets that they can take home?
Yeah, so like as part of the entire experience, they get to pick and choose, you know, imagery for themselves as well.
Yeah.
So everyone wins, you know. And the one that we're doing right now is a really beautiful one because we're focusing on older dogs.
Yeah.
So dogs that are 8 years plus. Yeah. So our charity that we're going to be giving to this time around is called Golden Oldies.
Right.
So, and they're a fantastic, they're a fantastic organisation because, you know, sometimes, you know, when dogs reach a certain age, people don't love, yeah, them, or, you know, they don't want them as much. Yeah. So they really take care of them and, you know, give them a home. So,
yeah,
we're going to be putting 50% of everything that comes from the book into Golden Oldies.
Right.
Yeah.
And the art shows, where do they take place?
A little bit all over the place, but at the moment we're sticking them pretty close to our studio just from an organisational point of view.
Yeah, so you know where to go.
It's quite an organisational masterpiece to bring that together. So, yeah, so closer to Narrabeen as possible, yeah.
Right. Well, that's not too far from, you know, from our neck of the woods, is it, for people to travel if they'd like
that's right, yeah,
take their dogs across and...
Yeah, well, we have actually people come down from Canberra. We've like over the weekend we had some people from Canberra. We have people from Orange. We have had people drive from Brisbane, but
really,
you know, the occasional one a year. But yeah, yeah. But we do have people that drive, you know, like from outer New South Wales to come.
Yeah, very good. And how do the dogs react in the studio? Are they pretty chill, or do you get some
get a bit of a mix of everything? But generally, look, the photographer, you know, particular photographer people that we have are specialized in how to work with animals. They really are. They've been with the business for like 20 years, and so, and specifically with dogs for the last, Glenn himself has been working with, you know, animals for 20 years, but our photography person at the moment, it's just amazing the way that she interacts with the animals and these funny noises that she does in order to get them to react and be a certain way. But we let them relax. I think that's why, you know, it ends up being two and a half, 3 hours, because the first 15, 20 minutes, it's just a settling time. We put them in the studio, we let them relax. Cats are a different story.
No. Oh, you do cats as well, do you?
Yeah, we do cats. Yeah. We've done
snakes. Do you do fish? Goldfish? Yeah.
I think we've done imagery of the fish. Maybe they do. I don't know.
Maybe
it's a whole
new
industry for it. But yeah, I had my cat come into the studio, which is very interesting.
Yeah, I'm sure. And did he?
No, he didn't react exactly how I wanted her at all. But they still managed to get out about 20 or 30 beautiful images. So yeah.
Oh yeah, because I can imagine cats, all they do is lie around and do nothing, don't they, you know? Or they turn their back to you, because that's what they do, because they don't want to be photographed, because I'm too cool for that.
Oh, that's right, because they're on their own playing field.
Yeah.
We did have some of those. We had two of those cats that have no hair.
Oh,
I think
yeah,
they're called Sphinx
cats.
That was a really interesting.
Hairless cats.
Yeah, hairless cats.
Yeah.
And they came in with their owners who had a cockatoo.
Oh, okay.
As well as a, what do they call it, a dragon on their arm.
Oh, yes, yeah. A neck frilled dragon or whatever.
I can't remember the name of them.
My friend's got two of them, but I can't.
Oh, frill neck lizards.
Yeah. I don't know if they're the frill necked ones. They're the ones that you can have at home.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But they came in with two of those cats, a cockatoo and a lizard.
Wow.
So we photographed it all, which was quite interesting. So that's in our last book.
That's so cool, isn't it?
Very good.
Yeah.
And what about people? Are there ever people in the mix, or is it just the animals that you photograph?
Well, particularly with the art show and with the books, we particularly just keep to the animal side of things. Mm. But
Say if I wanted to take my dog, could I have a photo with it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So what we would say is, you know, maybe devote three quarters of the session towards, you know, getting the charity art photos.
Yeah.
And then if you want to jump in some imagery after that with them and, you know, bring the kids or bring family, and then you can do that at the same time.
Yeah.
So I can just imagine kids, animals, what they say, you know, never work with
mayhem.
Sometimes. Children and animals.
Sometimes, yeah.
But your game, you take it all on.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, like on the weekend we had two great big Great Danes, and then we had some cats come in, and then we had some British Bulldogs. So it was a bit like a zoo.
Yeah, I can just imagine it.
Yeah, you sort of separate them as they walk in and walk out. And stuff like that. It's an interesting job.
Yeah. You've definitely got to be an animal lover to be there, though, by the sound of it, don't you?
Yeah, I think that there's a, you know, that's why they call them fur babies, because the people that come to celebrate their animals with us, they really treat them like their children.
And we do. I treat mine like my child, even though I've got my children, but they're older and they don't love you as much. And, you know, you walk in that door and there is my little bear, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, so people treat them like their kids.
And
we've talked a little bit about the art shows, but you've mentioned books a couple of times. How do the books work?
They pretty much work the same way. So whatever real promotion that we're trying to do, it'll either be in one of those sort of functions. So we'll either be trying to do something for in an art shows format, or we'll be delivering a book. And then just recently we've been trying to segment into more books, because that's what people want. They want something that, you know, physical
they can keep and look at.
Yeah, that's right. So this one that we're doing right now is about golden oldies. So it's dogs that are 8 years plus. But then we're sort of moving into staffies, and then we might be moving into, you know, dogs with wrinkles. And then
owners with wrinkles.
So get lots of them. So each version will have you know, we might have a different charity attached to it as well, so that we can spread that around a little bit. So rather than just designating to one charity particularly at one time. But it gives our entire staff are like a family. They're all very, very dedicated to, you know, to wanting to do something really, really nice for charity. They're absolutely animal lovers at all, you know. And, so it's just a great experience to be able to do business as well as, you know, be involved with animals and helping our animal charities at the same time. So it's,
Very good. Very, very good. And so does it, you've mentioned, you know, you've had people in the studio over the weekend. Do you work through the week as well, or is it weekends because that's when people tend to be free?
Yeah, generally we do photo shoots from Wednesday through to all day Saturday. So Saturday's obviously our busiest day. But we still do like photo sessions from Wednesday, Thursday, Friday as well.
Yeah.
This week, just, I've got to say, like with the golden oldies, like, we've been inundated, actually. It's actually taken us by surprise. We didn't realise we were going to get this response, that so many people would want to celebrate their older dogs.
Yeah.
Because normally people, you know, they come in, they've got puppies and things like that. And we've been inundated, so it's keeping us incredibly busy right now. So we've got, you know, quite a wait, actually, to actually photograph people at the moment.
Yeah. Mm.
But, it's a good thing, I think, celebrating older dogs.
Of course.
Over the weekend we had some dogs that only had three legs. We had a dog that they was blind. So I think that's a beautiful celebration as well.
Yeah.
You know, they don't have to be, you know, look that.
Oh, no. I knew,
it's the connection that we
definitely have. Well, my dog only had one eye. He had to have it removed because he had infections in it and things. But he looked just as cute with one eye.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's going to be an interesting looking book, I think.
And is it like a coffee table book that you can, you know, display in your home? Is that the type of, you know, style that the books
Well, previously what we've done is a very high grade, what do you call it, hardback type thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
What we're trying to head towards now is more of a top grade, so like magazine style. That is easier for us to produce, quicker for us to produce, and that way we can segment quicker.
Mm.
Rather than do one book for the entire year, we can now do a book.
Have multiples.
Like every sort of 3 or 4 months, and we can get that out. But it's still a beautiful publication.
Yeah.
It's but it'll be more magazine style rather than sort of hardcover looking like a cookbook or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So if, you know, if we've got listeners that have pets, it sounds like it's potentially a great idea for, you know, Christmas gifts and things. Get your pet photographed and then you can, you know, buy the book and give it to people as, you know, in the family, I guess, as gifts.
Totally. We have people coming in all the time. In fact, you know, I think one of the things which is amazing about capturing like the a fur baby particularly, like we had someone last week that we sometimes display, we've got a very, very big display that sits on the front of our building, and we sometimes display all the animals that we've done over the past weeks. And they're huge, you know, like they're 3 metres by 2 metres. And they, one person came in and they'd lost their dog.
Aww.
And so we were able to roll that up and give it to them.
Aww.
You know what I mean? So that they had like a big 3 metre thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
that meant the world to them, I expect.
Yeah, you never expect to lose them. You know? You never expect to lose. But when you do, you want to hold on to that energy.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a good thing.
Very nice.
Because they've given us so much love, these animals, don't they?
Yeah,
that's right. Mm. Let's take a quick song and we'll be back talking more to Jason just after Buses and Trains by Bachelor Girl.
We are the Insight Intelligence Group, specialising in Australian corporate investigations and information risk management, workplace investigations, competitor analysis, social media intelligence, reputational risk management, internal or external investigations. Professional and proactive, Insight Intelligence Group works with you to ensure the success of the investigation. Australia-wide or global, facts, not opinion. 02-882-9837. Insightintelligence.com.au.
Station sponsor.
Hey mom, why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you teach me a thing or two? You just let me go out into the world. You never thought to share what you knew. So I walked under a bus. I got hit by a train.
To sell your home or need to give your house a fresh look? Pat Fidel, the master painter, is your man. Pat
Matt has lived and worked in the Hills District for over 30 years. He's reliable, hardworking and tidy, and takes pride in his workmanship, and all his customers agree. Call Pat the Master Painter on 0407 232 869 or email patf55@hotmail.com for a free quote 7 days a week.
Station sponsor.
You're listening to Alive 90.5. It's Pick and Mix with Anne and Julie. And you were just
Jason.
And Jason, who's live in the studio.
Right here.
Our third presenter today. You were just listening to Bachelor Girl, Buses and Trains, and Fleetwood Mac, Go Your Own Way. Now, Jason, it sounds as if you probably have a lot of fun in the studio taking the photos of all these beautiful pets. What are some of the more memorable moments? You mentioned the lizards and the, you know, the cockatoos and whatever else. It sounded like there was quite a wildlife
a zoo, as most people would say.
But what are some of the memorable moments from your time with Love Pet Photography?
Yeah, I think that it ranges from the hilarious to to being in a bundle of tears over people's stories about their fur babies. there's lots of hilarious moments. Obviously, when you're mixing dogs and cats in any together. Environment like that, out of their own environment, anything can happen, and it normally does.
Yeah, indeed.
We've got a sign out on the road that says free puppuccinos all day. So people come in with looking for a puppuccino, which is always a funny thing. So we had a couple of Great Danes not so long ago, and we tried to give a puppet. I don't know if you've ever tried to give a puppuccino to a Great Dane, but they just can't get their nose in the cup.
It's like a horse.
It's like a horse. So both of them just went everywhere. So both puppuccinos hit the floor went everywhere, and they continued to lick him up and those things. There's those sorts of things. Yeah. The unpredictable happens all day, every day. Birds going flying around trying to capture birds.
Cats
getting released, and we don't have the door's got to be closed, obviously. It's all part of the fun, really.
Yeah.
That whole thing is we do bubble shoots as well.
Yeah, I think that
really
would be
cool.
Fun. That's
you know, those
so
sort
cool.
of bubbles.
Yeah.
And we do that. That's hilarious, doing bubble shoots. We do wet shoots with dogs and getting them to shake their hair.
Oh, my God.
And that's always amazing as well. A lot of clean up.
It sounds like so much fun. Yeah. I think what was I going to say about the bubbles. Do you have for the cats? Do you have those sticks? The pointy lights that they can catch those.
We've got the whole lot.
Yeah,
we're like a pet store. We've pretty much got every toy imaginable.
Do you dress them up as well?
Well, we don't. But
if the owners
people
do,
come through. Yeah. We had someone bring. I can't remember the name of the breed, but there was little white fluffy Bichon Friesers. Those little white fluffy balls, and they had five of them, and so they wheeled them around in like a double pram.
Oh my god!
With the zips on the front, so when they came in, it was like seeing these fluff balls all together, all looking out. It was quite funny.
Very cute. Yeah. When I was in Japan, we saw quite a few people walking their dogs in their prams, and they'd be all dressed up, or they had them in their arms and everything. Mm. That was a huge thing over there. But I know I always buy Bear a little jacket from Kmart.
People go overboard.
It's like their
kids.
It is. Yeah, that's right. And they give us so much love, and all they ask for is food and go for a walk, really. But it does sound like a fun job. I could see myself doing that,
And if we've got listeners that would like to come over and have their pets photographed, what do they need to do? What's the process?
Probably the easiest one is just to give us a call or email us, but they can give us a call on 9913 7359.
Okay.
I don't know if they've got the details in the studio that you might be able to send off to them, but is to give us a call or send us an email saying, let us know. If they'd like to be a part of the Love Tales book collection, which is on right now, you've got to have a dog which is 8 or over. And to be a part of that, it's $150 to be a part of the Love Tales promotion. $75 goes straight to charity, and the other $75 goes towards production of the book, and you get a copy of that book as well.
Right.
But as part of that, you get a 3-hour photographic experience as well. Mm. And you also get a gift card as well if you want images for yourself.
Fantastic.
Yeah, because I found you on, I think it was Facebook.
Yes,
that's where I found it. Yeah. And because I phoned, but I just, because I've been working so much, I just don't have time to get there. But I will.
All right. Was it Bear, was it?
Yeah.
How old's Bear? Is he old enough for the...
Yeah, she is actually. I think she's 8 now, 2011. So she's 8. Yeah.
There you go.
But I've just got to get that time, so I'll have to wait, I think, for the next one when I'm a bit not working as much or something.
Three hours in the day.
And because I could do it before the radio, but then 3 hours, then I might be late. Oh, it's just getting too hard. I thought I just need a day off or something,
you could do a book of stressed owners.
Yeah.
Well, I was just about to say, we do give a pretty good experience, you know, like people that come in, they get beer and wine and they get
oh, that's it, right, I'm taking the day off.
So, yeah, that's right, yeah.
No, excellent. We're definitely, well, Bear's going to definitely do it. We've already said we're going to do it.
Good stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
And we can obviously put the contact details, you know.
Yeah, we'll do it on our Facebook.
On our Facebook page.
Yeah, that's right.
And if our listeners don't have pets, but they still want to support the work that you do, is there a way that they can get involved or help?
Oh, if it was me, I would be giving directly to the charities. Mm. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, there's a lot of charities that are really, like, virtually have no funding, and they're doing it out of the goodness, especially in the animal sector. They're doing it out of the goodness of their own heart. They're using their own money.
That's right. Yeah.
Golden Oldies, I can't, you know, like, I really like to say that's an amazing one.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to pick the ones because there's so many. But, you know, look for the smaller ones, you know, where it's just the mum and dad who is, like, trying to help out, you know.
Yeah.
And they're doing it with no funding and, you know, spending all their own income to support, you know, animals that they're trying to help.
Yeah. And people do, don't they? They're so, you know, devoted to animal welfare and looking after these animals and giving them the best life that they can. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, that's right.
But you've got a cat, haven't you?
I do have a cat.
You could have your cat down.
Yes. Yeah, whenever you get the camera out, she gives you a stare. Really, a not very nice stare. So maybe your photographers would have, you know, a way of getting the best out of her that obviously I don't.
Magic, magic.
Yeah, magic is what it's called, Julie.
Magic, that's right.
Not just stay still.
Yeah, that's right. But I don't think I'll bring her on the same day as you take your bear.
No.
That might not be.
No, that's not
going to
work.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we will, as we say, we'll make sure we put the contact information on our Facebook page and let people know. And it sounds fantastic to be able to, you know, have the experience and get a lovely photo of your pet, because they always come out much better when someone else
does it. Definitely. They have the way.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for coming over. It's lovely to talk to you.
Yeah.
And good luck with the work that you do. It sounds really good. Yeah. You know,
and you'll have to come on again when you've got another event happening. You can bring an animal.
Bring in the next one. Okay, next time I promise we'll bring an animal with us. Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's all about the animal, you know.
Yeah. So at the moment, the current... is for the older pets, isn't it?
Yeah, dogs over eight. Aged 8 years and over.
Okay, all right.
And that's Love Tales.
That's it. It's a Love Tales book.
Love Tales book.
So if you've got a dog that's over the age of eight, look out for our Facebook post later today and make contact with Love Pet Photography.
Awesome.
All right, let's listen to Sherry by Frankie Valli, and we'll be back with you shortly.
Come. I don't wanna talk about things we've gone through. Though it's hurting me, now it's history. I played all my cards, and that's what you've done too. Nothing more to say, no more ace to play. The winner takes it all, the loser standing small beside the victory. That's a destiny. I was in your arms, thinking I belonged there. I figured it made sense, building me a fence, building me a home, thinking I'd be strong there. But I was a fool, laying by the rules. The gods may throw with dice, their minds as cold as ice, and someone like I used to kiss you. Does it feel the same when she calls your name? Somewhere deep inside, you must know I miss you. But what can I say? Rules must be obeyed. The judges will. If it makes you feel sad, and I understand, you've come to shake my hand. I apologize if it makes you feel bad, seeing me so tense, no self-confidence. But you see, the winner takes.
Welcome back to Alive 90.5. It's Pick a Mix with Anne and Julie. Good afternoon. Welcome back to the second hour of the show. We haven't got Michelle on the line just yet. She's not available, but we'll have her with us very, very soon. So let's do a few birthdays. Happy birthday to you, if it's your special day today.
Happy birthday to you.
Is that your Marilyn Monroe impression?
Yeah, I needed to be a wee bit higher, didn't I?
Happy birthday to you. She's a woman of many talents, this Anne. Well, it's Daryl Summers' birthday today.
Is
Australian
it?
TV presenter, best known from Hey Hey It's Saturday.
But he's done lots of things, hasn't he? New faces, bit before my time in Australia, but certainly know who he is. And then he made a comeback to Dancing with the Stars in 2004. But he's 68 today, so happy birthday to you, Daryl. Who else? Oh, Dame Barbara Windsor. She's 82 today.
Wow, good for her.
Famed from the Carry On movies.
Yeah.
And EastEnders, she was Peggy Mitchell. So happy birthday, Barbara Windsor. Jerry Halliwell, former Spice... Well,
Spice Girl,
current Spice Girl, actually. No, she was Ginger Spice.
Oh, was she Ginger?
Yeah. Because they've reformed, haven't they? And currently touring.
They are touring,
Yeah, at the moment. They're doing a 13-day, apparently a sellout 13-day tour of the UK, or have just finished, actually. They're now probably, we should call them middle-aged.
Old Spice?
Yeah, Old Spice, that's right. Middle-aged Spice. But Jerry is 47 today. It looks like she's the oldest of the Spice Girls, actually.
Is she?
And she, yeah. The others are... Baby Spice is not quite a baby anymore. She's 43. Mel C is 45. Mel B, 44. And Jerry, who's 47. And she had a big solo hit with It's Raining Men back in 2001.
We all know that song.
Yeah, we do. We play it on here sometimes,
I
think.
Yeah, we do.
And David Campbell, son of Jimmy Barnes, but a star in his own right, co-host of Mornings with Sonia Kruger. Not to mention, he's got a wonderful voice, David Campbell. It's his birthday today. He starred in Dream Lover, the Bobby Darin musical. And he's also toured playing Johnny O'Keefe in the musical Shout.
Oh,
he's 46.
Okay.
So happy birthday
happy birthday, everybody.
Those people, David, Jerry, Daryl Summers, Barbara Windsor, and happy birthday to you if it's your birthday.
I don't know anyone today's birthday.
No, me neither.
No.
All right, let's hit some music, shall we? What have we got?
Better Man by Robbie Williams.
Excellent.
I'm sure I know.
We'll enjoy
when it
you
starts
will.
To
you
play.
Will. We'll be back shortly.
Alive 90.5. Have you seen the latest edition of the Hills to Hawkesbury Living magazine? There are great new sections on local living legends, together with history and photos from the past. Our What's On will let you know about local events. There's our much-loved TV guide and our classifieds that will link you to the best trades and services in the area. For over 33 years, the Hills to Hawkesbury Living has been the magazine for the community and now a proud station sponsor.
Tell someone to love me, I need to rest in arms. Keep me safe from harm. Pouring rain, give me endless summer. Lord, I feel the cold. Feel I'm getting old before my time. As my soul heals the shame, I will grow through this pain. Lord, I'm doing all I can to be a better man. Go easy on my conscience, 'cause it's not my fault. I know I've been told to take the blame. Rest assured, my angels will catch my tears, walk me out of here. I'm in pain as my soul heals the shame. I will grow through this pain. Lord, I'm doing all I can to be a better man. Love is all around, love is all around.
all around. Tell someone to love me, I need to rest in arms. Keep me safe from harm, from pouring rain. Give me endless summer, Lord, I fear the cold. I feel I'm getting old before my time. As my soul heals the shame, I will grow through this pain. Lord, I'm doing all I can to be a better man.
Welcome back to Alive 90.5. You're listening to Pick and Mix with Anne and Julie. And that was Robbie Williams, Better Man. That was okay. It wasn't too bad.
He's not bad at all, Robbie Williams. Bad. You're not a big fan, I can tell.
Yeah, I do like some of his songs. I like some of his songs. But you know what I did listen to quite a lot of was... you spoke, it was his son's birthday?
Oh, Jimmy Barnes, his son's David Campbell, yeah.
Yes, well, at the party I went to on Saturday night, they played quite a few of his songs, and I'd never heard most of them. Some of them you know is a regular song.
Yeah.
So I've been shown some Aussie stuff.
Yeah, very good.
Very good. So, all right, I think we'll just have a little bit of this. Amazing. Just in case anybody was wondering, that is Anne's unconventional news.
Very talented drummer, that person. They need to be signed up immediately.
I think I need to practice just a little bit more. But anyway, today I'm talking about bananas. Interesting facts about bananas. So, never put your banana in the refrigerator. This is interesting. After reading this thing that I'm going to read, you'll never put bananas in the fridge again because they contain three natural sugars, sucrose, fructose and glucose, and they gives you an instant, sustained and sustainable boost of energy. Research has proven that just two bananas provide enough energy for a strenuous 90-minute workout.
Mm.
Now, I don't know if you could do a 90-minute workout before you ate bananas or not, but if you can, maybe you can. It helps with depression. According to a recent survey undertaken by Mind Amongst People suffering from depression, many felt much better after eating a banana. PMS... forget the pill, eat a banana. The vitamin B6 contains regular blood glucose levels, which can affect your mood.
Mm.
Anemia, they're very high in iron, so if you've got low iron, take a banana.
Oh, I didn't realise they were high in iron. Right. Okay.
Blood pressure, this unique tropical fruit is extremely high in potassium, so it's low in salt, making it perfect to beat blood pressure. High blood pressure. Brain power, 200 students at a Twickenham school in England were helped through their exams this year by eating bananas at breakfast, break and lunch, and it boosts their brain power.
And neither did they have an iron deficiency.
No, that's correct. Another one, constipation, because it's high in fibre. Include bananas in your diet and it helps normal bowel action. Hangovers. Very important one. One of the quickest ways of curing a hangover is to make a banana milkshake, sweetened with honey. The banana calms the stomach and with the help of honey builds up depleted blood sugar levels while the milk soothes and rehydrates your system. Very important. Wow. Heartburn. Now, I didn't know this one. Bananas have a natural antacid effect in the body, so if you suffer from heartburn, try eating a banana for soothing relief. Wow. Morning sickness. There you are. Anybody out there having morning sickness, snacking on a banana between meals helps to keep blood sugars levels up and avoid morning sickness. Could have done with that.
The thing was, though, bananas was one of the things I couldn't bear when I was pregnant.
Oh, couldn't
it's
you?
It's a smell.
Smell? Mm. Yeah. I can't even remember what mine was now. Mosquito bites. Before reaching for the insect bite cream, try rubbing the affected area with the inside of a banana skin. Many people find it amazingly successful at reducing swelling and irritation. Wow. That's just... Oh, wait, one more. Ulcers. The banana is used as the dietary food against intestinal disorders because of its soft texture and smoothness. It is the only raw fruit that can be eaten without distress in over-chronicular cases. So it helps reduce the acidity. So then if you've got ulcers, it helps reduce that acidity because ulcers come from the acid in your stomach.
Mm.
Well, isn't that amazing?
Mm. It's excellent, isn't it? I didn't realise that bananas had that many benefits.
Benefits.
And yeah, health benefits, pretty much all of them, weren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, very good.
That's why monkeys are so happy all the time.
Mm. And the bananas in pyjamas.
And bananas in pyjamas.
Do you know what I'm thinking, B1?
I don't know, B2. What are you thinking?
I think I need to eat more bananas.
Okay, B2. Maybe we should put on some music.
I think so. What have we got?
We have got Chasing Cars by Snow Patrol. I like Chasing Cars. That's a good song. I think. I sang it earlier while you were prepping
you
for
did,
it, weren't
yes.
you?
Yes.
All right. Here's Chasing Cars by Snow Patrol.
Before we get to just lay here? Would you lie with me and just forget the world?
Good afternoon. You're listening to Alive 90.5. It's Pick and Mix with Anne and Julie. Welcome back to the show. That was Chasing Cars by Snow Patrol. Mm. A nice mellow tune there.
It was on ER. Was it ER?
Was it?
Grey's Anatomy. That's where I loved it from.
And the reason I picked that one today is because Snow Patrol are playing at the Opera House. I think it's on Saturday.
Oh, okay.
So if you're a Snow Patrol fan, jump onto the Opera House website and see whether or not they've got any tickets available.
Tickets left. Yep.
Yeah. So there you go.
Mm.
I think you've got a community...
I thought you were going to do the traffic or something.
Oh,
yeah.
Was I? No, there was no traffic.
Oh, okay.
No,
bad.
Two incidents that were there earlier have been cleared up and gone.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, nothing to report just at the moment.
Okay, so at the Hills Community Aid Activity Planner on the 7th of August, which is tomorrow from 11:30 to 1:30, Parents Again, Kinship and Foster Carers Social Support. Parents Again is a social support group for grandparents, relatives, kinship and foster carers who have full custody of care of children. Meet people in similar circumstances who can understand and share your experience in a relaxed and non-judgmental environment. Children are more than welcome. Morning tea provided. So the inquiries are 9639 8620.
And when's that?
Tomorrow, 11:30 till 1:30 p.m.
Very good.
And then the one on the 14th of August, which is next Wednesday, it'll be. Yeah.
Yeah.
Be connected, staying safe online. Want to learn more about how to stay safe online using your phone, laptop or tablet? Consider how important it is to have safe passwords and virus protection. What about safety considerations when shopping online or banking? We will run a session providing basic information to guide you and let you know where to get more help. Bring your equipment if possible. That sounds good as well, doesn't
it?
Yeah,
that's right.
So if you've got any inquiries or you want to find out any more, there's the Hills Community Aid Activity Planner, or just look on the Hills Community Aid website and see if what else they've got. There's some more. There's Dance for Beginners, which is the following week, the 21st, and then there's also the 28th. There's a group training and info session about public transport. But just go onto their website and have a look and see what else that they have.
Yeah, something for everyone there, by the sound of it.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
And that's at Castle Towers at the Community Hub.
Oh, at the Community Hub.
Yeah, so that's just off of the old Northern Road entry across the road from the station and the bus interchange.
And just, Castle Mall.
Yeah, just inside the Castle Towers shopping centre. It's a couple of weeks away until the gala dinner for Foster Care Angels.
Mm-hmm.
That's on the 15th of August at Viviano's. So if you're interested in going along to that dinner and supporting Foster Care Angels, jump onto the Foster Care Angels website or their Facebook page and find the details there on how to book a table.
Yep, if it's not fully booked already.
Yeah, yeah.
So get on their website soon.
Yep, and we hope they have a wonderful evening. Yeah, they were lovely when they visited us.
Yeah, that was good, wasn't it? Yeah, yeah.
All right. We've been unable to speak to the mayor today. I think she
probably
is delayed
just busy
somewhere.
Or something, yeah.
But hopefully we'll catch her in the next few weeks or if not in the regular slot next month.
Mm. Mm.
So we will now listen to a Go-Go's song.
Go-Go's.
And it was also covered by... Who was it covered by? Was it Bananarama?
Oh, yeah. Just say Bananarama because I don't know.
Bananas.
See, and another banana theme.
Here we are, our lips are sealed.
Alive 90.5.
Your sound, your community. Alive 90.5.
You're listening to Alive 90.5. It's Pick a Mix with Anne and Julie, and we are hoping that we've got Goretti on the line. Goretti, are you there? Can you hear us?
I can hear you now.
Excellent. Thank you so much for your patience. We were hoping to speak to Goretti just after 2 o'clock, but unfortunately the radio panel here wasn't being very kind to us and wasn't letting us get the call through. But we've got Goretti on the line now. So thank you so much for being patient and waiting for us to be able to get you on air. Now,
it's
Goretti.
It's
Julie.
I'm Julie. Now, Goretti, you're starring in a show that's about to open at the Riverside Theatre at Parramatta, aren't you?
That's right.
Can you tell us a little bit about the show? It's called Still Life with Chickens.
Yep.
Can you tell us a little bit about the show and what your role in it is?
Yeah, sure. So the play is based around the writer, D.F. Mamia, David Mamia. He based the story around his own experience with his mother, and it actually started off with him visiting his mum and noticing that every night she'd take her pumpkin out of the garden and take it inside the house and then bring it back out in the morning. And he went, oh my gosh, my mum needs something to love. So he went and bought her a chicken and then and basically watched this love affair blossom between his mum and this chicken, and that inspired this play, which was not exactly about his mum, but you know, it's definitely inspired by watching his mum with his chicken. So with this play, it's about this woman who has done, you know, what all parents want, which is to raise their children, get them educated, but unfortunately her children are educated and they go off, and as an empty nester, she's quite lonely. And, you know, what was 1 year ends up being many years with her children not visiting her. And then she makes a friendship with this rogue chicken that visits her garden. So the play is about loneliness, but it's also about joy and love found in the most unexpected places.
Yes, absolutely.
Just talking about chickens is sort of, you know, funny. Yeah.
So is it a comedy or is it serious or is it a combination of all of that?
I think it's a combination of all of it. I think if it was a drama, it would just be too much for people. And I think if it was a comedy, I don't know whether what the message that David's trying to put out there would also come across. So it's good that it's both a drama and comedy, but for the most part I think it is a comedy because I'm having so much fun on stage. You know, so another thing about the play is that it's not very long. It's only 45 to 50 minutes,
right?
But it's quite there's quite a lot of stuff in those 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And so that's another, you know, it's a bit of a workout for me, which is good because I need to get
it.
But also it's a really nice little sort of production to be able to tour, you know, the country, and tomorrow night being the first time I've ever performed in Australia. So
debut, your Australian debut.
Yeah, it is. It's quite scary actually.
Well, hopefully everyone will be very kind to you.
Everyone so far, everyone here at the Riverside Theatre and even at our accommodation, everyone's just been so lovely. So
And you're going on tour with it, are you? Whereabouts are you going apart from the Riverside at Parramatta?
So we've been touring all of New Zealand. So we've toured all the main centres in New Zealand and some of the small town areas as well. And so after this, we go back to New Zealand and we're covering New Plymouth, Tauranga, and in December we have Shanghai.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, which is really, you know, awesome. But yeah, so it'll be interesting to see how they take the show because it's so different, I'd imagine, from what they've ever seen.
So are the rest of the cast from New Zealand?
It's just the two of us on stage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's just myself.
And the chicken?
And the wonderful puppeteer. Hans Falavai Jackson. And after the show, yeah, you'll realise why he's the star of the show. He does such a beautiful job. And for me personally, I have always found solo shows tough to watch. Because I'm actually thinking about the actor and the process. I'm going, how do they do that? And how do you keep an audience, in there? But, you know, and this has been called a solo show, but it's not. It really isn't.
Yeah.
Thank God for the chicken.
Yes.
Well, it sounds like you want to go watch it, you know, because about this chicken.
Yeah, that's right.
The chicken is the star of the show, I tell you. It's just, and it's so... we're lucky because the woman that actually made the chicken, Helen, she also, she came off the, where do we get her? She did the Pirates of the Caribbean and she made props of the Pirates of the Caribbean and also Narnia. And it's lifelike. So the chicken is just incredible. We've had some interesting audience members come up to us after the show going, I actually got a phobia of chickens, but I after seeing the show, I actually want to go and touch one now.
Oh, wow.
That's a good thing then, isn't it? Because quite a few people I know I've spoken to have got a phobia about chickens.
Yeah.
And so who is the show aimed at? Is it a family show or is it older people?
You know, I thought that the show would, even though the themes are, touch on the fact that she's a psalm-worn woman, it's universal. I mean, if anything, the majority of our audiences have been European. They've been mums and teenagers, and I think it is a family show, but there are some. There are just some moments in the show where you kind of go, oh, gosh, this woman who looks like a really fun character, she's so lonely. And there's actually moments in the show for me as the actor where I actually look out into the audience and I have this one line and I pause in every single show I've done. And we're nearly approaching our 60th show.
Wow.
I look out in the audience and I always see people crying in the same moment, where it's so, you know, there's a really beautiful moment that happens there, and I think for me, especially being in Australia, performing in Australia for the first time, I want to see if that moment is going to continue.
Be interesting as well if you get that same reaction in Shanghai too.
Shanghai as well.
Yeah. They're not crying for the wrong
reason. It's a good study for you of human nature, isn't it, to see how audiences react to the different sort of emotions that it's touching.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Excellent.
And I've noticed that from town to town. That there seems to be a collective, as a collective in that particular town, they're responding to the same moment. And then I go to another town, and as a town or as a city, they also respond to different moments, but they're responding to the same.
Yeah,
if that makes any sense.
Yes, it does. It's weird, though, isn't it? How people are. You know.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And can you tell us a bit about yourself?
So I am, trained at the Performing Arts School in Auckland in 94, and back then it was exciting, you know, there were lots of firsts for me. And first Pacific Islander to graduate from the school. And it's interesting watching the industry change in New Zealand from having very few opportunities to do to see anyone that looked like me on TV or get to do what I love doing, and finding that in my 40s now there's much more employment.
Oh really? That's good news.
Yeah. It's been great. And and also in between that time I wanted to start my own performing arts school, which I did. I ran for 13 years, and Hans Vaivai Jackson, who is the puppeteer in the show, is one of my graduates. So
it's beautiful
getting to work with my graduates. In fact, some of my graduates are actually direct me on TV. So it's beautiful
that you've been able to help step the way for them.
That, and also sorry, I don't know if you can hear, there's a helicopter that's decided to fly up.
Oh no, it's okay, we can't
just
hear
wave here. At them.
And it's awesome because one of my dear brothers, who's one of my closest dearest friends, is also on Wentworth. He, Robbie Mungasiva, you know, he plays.
I love Wentworth. That's my favourite program.
Yeah, and it's beautiful seeing him, you know, break it into the Australian market.
I know he's so hot.
I can't comment on that.
I can, though.
But yeah, you can. But yeah, and it's that's a really that's the thing, I think, for me, is trying to see as much of, you know, society that I see reflected on the screens. And you know, I don't want to be a novelty, I want to be a you know. So but yeah, I think I've rambled. sorry.
No, you haven't. No, it's been great.
So the play in Riverside in Parramatta starts tomorrow and runs through to Saturday, is
it? Saturday, Gritty? Yep, that's right.
Yep, so it sounds really good, actually.
Yeah, it does. It sounds like a good comedy.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
So, oh, yay.
Hopefully you'll get, you'll be playing to packed audiences.
Yeah, we've got really, they're good houses. We used to performing just for in the really small theatres, so this is considered a big theatre for us.
Okay.
For the show, and it's good. But thank you so much.
Yeah, lovely. Thank you so much for coming on. It sounds fascinating. Sounds like it's not what you think, at face value. There's more depth to it than perhaps you think when you hear the title. Mm. So
definitely.
Yeah. Well, have a lovely time while you're in Australia. Hopefully the shows will all go brilliantly for you. And if ever you're back on our shores, let us know. We'd love to talk to you again.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you, and thank you for your patience while we were trying to get the call on air.
No worries.
Good luck, Gritty, and have a great time while you're in Australia.
Will do.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks very much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, she was lovely, wasn't she?
Yeah. And it sounds like such a good show, actually.
Yes.
Because when you read the title, the Still Life with Chickens, it's like, huh? But it should be funny anyway. So
and
that's good.
When she said that she's really, you know, it's her and the chicken, I understood why. Right. Even though it's relatively short, it's quite an intense experience.
Yes,
I'm sure
it is. That's right.
So if you're interested, get along to the Parramatta Riverside and go and see Goretti in Still Life with Chickens. All right, should we have some music here?
Yes, let's have some music. Panic at the Disco, High Hopes.
The need for blood is constant, and currently Australia does not have enough type O and type A blood. Right now, there are many more people who need blood for life-threatening conditions than there are blood donors. You can help them by giving blood today. So for all of you who are type O or type A, do something special. Give blood. Call the Red Cross Blood Service on 13 14 95 or visit donateblood.com.au today.
Listening to Alive 90.5, it's Pick a Mix with Anne and Julie, and that was High Hopes, Panic at the Disco, and that was specially for, I think I'd say she's my cousin, she's my cousin's daughter who's staying with us at the moment from Bristol. Panic at the Disco is one of her favourite bands, so I said I'd play her a song.
I thought you were going to say she's famous. I was going to go, what?
She will be one day. She's coming on the show in
yes,
a couple of weeks.
Yes, that's right.
Time,
they are.
So
the family's coming.
Chloe.
Yeah.
I hope you enjoyed that, Chloe. All right. Let's have a quick look at what happened on this day in history, because, won't you know it, we're nearly at the end of the show again. It goes so fast.
I know.
So on this day in 1926, Harry Houdini was entombed in a bronze coffin and lowered into a hotel swimming pool where he stayed for 90 minutes. Is that humanly possible?
Oh, of course it is. You can breathe that longer because you practice.
Oh,
you
okay.
practice and you do it. You know these young kids that live in, you know, the rural areas or whatever, and they swim all the time and go down and catch fish and whatever.
Oh, okay.
They can be under there for ages because their lungs get used to it.
Okay, I don't think I could last 90 seconds.
No,
so
I couldn't.
Well done to Harry Houdini. Back in 1986, Sydney experienced a record 328 millimetres of rain in a day, due to a low-pressure system off of the coast of New South Wales. That's 13 inches of rain in one day. Wow.
Mm, That's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. That doesn't bear thinking about, really, does it? And in 1991, the first website went on the internet. I don't really know what it was for. It doesn't say. But that's a long time ago, 28 years ago. So, yeah, that's, you know, how old the internet is, I guess. It was designed by Tim Berners-Lee. Oh. So there you go.
I wonder how many people knew that.
And it provided an explanation of what the World Wide Web was and how one could use a browser and set up a web server.
Well, now we can do that. And as now if it's anything.
Taken over our lives.
That's right.
Digital radio was launched in Australia in 2009. And Sia made number one on the US singles chart with Cheap Thrills in 2016.
Very good.
And it took 23 weeks to make it number one. It'd been 16 years since a female artist over the age of 40 had got a number one record in the US. So good on you, Sia.
Well done.
Yeah, that's right.
And then that is us for the end of the show.
Yes, we're pretty much up for the day, indeed, yes. So what have we got on next week, Anne?
Oh, my gosh, you've really put me in it now, haven't you? Let me just have a look. Food Bank. We've got Jerry Anderson from the Food Bank.
So if you don't know Food Bank, they're a great organisation that my simple explanation of it, and Jerry will obviously be able to give us a longer version next week.
Yep.
They sort of distribute food to people who are in need, basically. So we'll be finding out exactly how Food Bank works and who it supports and how it functions. So I'm looking forward to that.
That should be good.
Yeah.